How you guys doing? All right. Well, I'm excited to be back up here again this week. Obviously, we've got a big test ahead of us with a team that's won 5 out of 6 last games in Philadelphia. They're a team, especially on the defensive side of the ball, that's predicated on speed. Trent Cole's a guy that obviously has been in this league for a long time, and we've got to be aware of him at all times. At the same time, we've got to go out, and a lot of times these games come down to execution, taking care of the football, and giving ourselves an opportunity to win. Oh, yes. It was time to finally shave that thing off. So I think that probably nobody's happier than my wife right now.
Matt, how awkward has this season been just with all the switching around at the quarterback position, especially for you?
Right. You know, for me, it's one of those situations that in any given year, you know, you have to anticipate the unexpected. And this year's been ups and downs and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. But at the same time, I think if you keep a level head and continue to work hard and not let that frustrate you, because I think frustration is a self-inflicted wound a lot of times, that you can continue to get better each and every week and be ready to play when your number's called.
For how do you view these next few weeks? Do you look at it as an opportunity to grab this thing, not only for the rest of this season, but maybe even going into the offseason next year?
Well, first, you know, I've said this, and I know it's cliche, but you don't look forward. I mean, because the minute you start looking forward and worrying about, well, gosh, is this going to dictate what happens in the future and all this and put added pressure on yourself, it takes away from you accomplishing your goals on the field on Sunday. And I think that, you know, everybody's energy right now is to go out there and perform and win these last 3 games. That's our goal, you know, and if anybody's looking at it differently, then they shouldn't be here. You know, but I think going into this weekend, it's a great challenge for us. But I think everybody's going to be ready to go, and there's going to have to be guys that step up with some of the injuries that we sustained during last week's game, and I think that they'll be all up to the challenge.
It came down to, I mean, statistically, and most people believe of the quarterbacks, you played the best this season. Did it come down to that? There was no way to ignore that now. There was really no way to keep you off the field because you've been the best of the guys, do you think?
You know, I don't know what the decision came down to. Again, as I told you guys on Sunday, I would love another opportunity to play for this team and for these guys, and I'm excited that I get another opportunity to go out there. I'm going to prepare hard this week and go out there, and hopefully we'll be able to put together a win.
Is there any different feeling this week, though, now that all 3 guys are healthy and you're the guy?
You know, it's not really any different for me. I mean, my preparation, as I told you guys in the past, it tries to be consistent because I think anytime you do get an opportunity, if you're 1 week you're a different guy and those guys see it, and then the next week you're somebody else when you're getting the nod, then it creates maybe inconsistency for them and who you are as a leader. So as a leader and as a quarterback, I think consistency is the key.
For this team, what you do and what you're trying to do, than the other guys, Christian and Josh?
You know what? Christian's played great at different times of the year, you know what I mean? And I think that I've played well at certain times of the year, and then maybe there's other games against, like, Carolina, you know, where I didn't play as well. But at the same time, I think the key thing for this position is taking care of the football and consistency week in and week out, and that's what we all strive to do. Now, sometimes that doesn't work out, and there might be other factors that go into that, because there's 11 guys on the football field at any given time. But I'm excited about the opportunity this week, and you know, we'll see if we can go out there and get a win.
You were able to hold on to the Chiefs starting job last year. Is there anything you learned from that experience that you can translate into this, you know, holding on to the starting job?
Well, I think, again, it comes down to consistency. I mean, last year we were up and down and we were inconsistent, and as a quarterback, the number one thing is to be consistent, take care of the football. And we weren't able to do that last year, and that was many of the reasons why we struggled. At the same time, it's a team game, and you learn something every single time you step out on the football field. I'm still learning stuff every single time I step out on the practice field, and this is year 9 for me. So you learn more from your mistakes than you do from your successes, and a lot of times that helps you grow as a player.
More careful with the ball this year than last year?
You know, I wouldn't say that. I think that, you know, I just think that we've been doing a good job of taking care of the football all around, and I think last year, you know, at times we got behind early and we had to throw the ball a lot, and you know, sometimes there's tip balls and everything else that goes on, and sometimes it's just a bad decision, and I'll be the first to tell you, you know, I'm not perfect at all, and anybody that plays this position, you know, you're going to have some turnovers and you're going to do that, but the other thing is coming back from that.
Seems like there's another wrinkle to the playbook added for Cordarrelle Patterson. What's it like having a
a guy like that who can do so many different things and throw so many different looks at the defense.
Right. As I said before, Cordero is as special as they come in terms of physical ability. And as a receiver, he's grown each and every week that he's been out there. And you can tell that in the game plan we continue to put in stuff to feature him, and he's continuing to get better in each and every week. So it's nice to have and comforting as a quarterback to know that if you get the ball in that guy's hand at any given time, he can take it to the house.
You compare him to anybody that you played with as he evolves here, and you see, because he's got some kind of freakish tools.
He does have freakish tools. I mean, again, you can't say enough about his physical attributes. He's big, he runs physical, and anytime he gets the ball in his hand in open field, watch out. And so, you know, I hate to make comparisons between players, but I think, you know, he'll also be the first to tell you that he's still growing each and every time he's out there on the practice field, whether it's working on his routes or understanding defense and doing those things, which will help him as he moves forward.
How do you think defenses will approach you if you don't have Adrian and maybe even not Toby back there?
You know, I don't know, because all the entire season, basically, I've had Adrian and Toby back there. We've had Adrian and Toby back there. So we'll just have to see come Sunday. We might have to make a few in-game adjustments. But at the same time, Matt Asiato, you know, he was the guy that sprung that block for Cordero on that play. Guy didn't get any reps during practice, but he steps in on the field, and he's in the most pivotal part of the game and steps up, makes a huge block. So I anticipate these guys being ready to go, and, you know, it'll give them an opportunity. That's how I got my start. You know, sometimes injuries happen, but what you have to do is close ranks and move forward.
When did you get the word that you were going to be the starter?
Leslie told me yesterday.
Kind of phrase it.
He just told me basically what his ideas were for this week, and I was excited again about, you know, being able to get it back out there on the football field.
And you were talking about the mustache. You just did that for November, and then because you guys won on December 1st and you kept it. Is that what happened?
That's exactly right. Like I said, I think my wife's more pleased about me not having any hair on my face than anybody else.
See, at the quarterback position, now you don't have the mustache.
Yeah, I'm trying to grow a little bit out for this weekend, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, there's been good and bad happen. I mean, as you look back at this year, how do you weigh the good versus the bad, and where does it stand? What you expecting coming in here?
Well, you know, like I said, starting the season, I think there was high hopes for everybody around here. And unfortunately, the season hasn't gone as any of us anticipated. But at the same time, as you can tell on Sundays, it's not like this team is rolled over by any bit. We go out there and we're playing hard. And, you know, we just have to figure out how to win those ball games down the stretch. And there's a multitude of reasons why it hasn't happened at this point. But I guarantee that there's no quitting those guys in that locker room. And we'll go out there and fight to the end.
How do you kind of look at the running back situation with the injuries? Obviously, you would love to have those guys out there on Sunday. It would help your game overall.
Well, you just see, you know, like I said, that's you have to anticipate that in the NFL. There's going to be injuries, and it could be somebody as pivotal as Adrian Peterson or somebody else that's a role player. But at the same time, as a quarterback and also any given position, you have to really just make adjustments and move forward and execute your part of the game plan.
And where you are in your career, do you consider yourself in a spot where this team and the coaches give you more of the ability to make plays at the line in terms of what you see?
You know, I think that you stay within the system, and every given week there's a different game plan going into trying to execute the strengths and weaknesses of what you're going up against on their defenses. So every week it changes, and some weeks I do have more control of that, and in other weeks, you know, it might not be as much of a check with me game. So it kind of depends more on the coaches and what they see and how we're going to attack them this week.
Audible out of the into the Toby run when he broke that last one at the end there?
Well, it was a two-minute drive, and sometimes I have the leeway to call the play, and I was able to call that play. And you know, I anticipated them going split safety, and they did. And the offensive line did a heck of a job blocking it up. And Toby did the rest. You know, he broke those two tackles and got into the end zone. So what a remarkable run by him and effort.
Back indoors after last Sunday?
Yes, I am. I'm not going to lie. I mean, that was one of the craziest games I've ever been a part of, especially with the snow. But it'll be fun to be back in the Metrodome and in front of our home crowd, which is always a treat for us, because those fans come and really give us that 12th man.
Was that a preview of what fans will see the next 2 years with the Vikings going back outside, you think?
Well, it was colder here, wasn't it? So, you know, it quite possibly could be a preview.
Huh? Did you get hit by any snowball?
No, I dodged a few. I did dodge a few, so They were coming. they're throwing those things now.
Return fire.
I think a few guys thought about it. Thanks, guys.